Weekend Breakfast with Joe, Michael and Byron.
That's right. Here we are. Joe Stanley, Michael Beveridge for Weekend Breakfast. We're missing Byron Cook. Yes, it's true.
It is true. It's what we do. We forge forward a path of mediocrity.
We're so brave in our mediocrity.
Good on us. Good on us.
In a little while, you're going to hear from Adam from House Rules. It's on tonight, 6:30
channel.
Gone
bunter, isn't it?
It is going bunter, yeah. And we have him. He is from the one half of the Victorian couple, Adam and Lisa. Mm. He's super hot. He's a Collingwood supporter.
Well,
so
weird, that we're talking to him, Joe. Weird that you make the decision on who we
He's also, though, he's a chippy.
Yeah, chippy.
But we're going to test him and see if we can stump this chippy on a game that we've made up called Tool or Not a Tool.
We're very clever.
And we're not
here.
Talking about annoying here. People in the industry who are...
Reece Maston or not Reece Maston?
No, actual official tools. But
Reece Maston or no? No, I like Reece. He's lovely.
That'll be coming up. That plus many more other things.
Oh, we're doing other things
too.
Yeah,
yeah. Not just Adam. He can't carry the whole show. It's Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast. Hashtag Weekend Brekkie.
It's Weekend Breakfast. We're here every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m.
If one thing, we're consistent.
Yeah.
Except for those 2 weeks coming up that we're not going to be doing the show.
But Jeff, we're going to be here weekdays, even better.
Oh, it's even better. Hey, look, I'm going to start talking about some superstitions right now. Oh, yeah. Feed it to me, Stevie.
Oh, man. This is one of my podium songs.
Actually, stop. I've got to talk about a car crash song now.
Sorry.
A car crash. It's a car crash story.
Did you say that because I mentioned me on a podium and you just went, no, I can't stand
it? It's not a car crash. That's a good night out, I tell you. Hey, look, a teenager in the States has crashed his car. No one was seriously injured. Whilst driving through a tunnel, he passed out.
Oh, dear.
Because he was holding his breath.
Oh, that's that superstition.
Huh? You do that?
No, I don't do that because it's stupid.
It is stupid.
But I have been in a car with people who've done that. And I'm like, what's the matter with you?
It is a stupid stition, okay?
Yeah.
And there are... Some tunnels are pretty long.
Yeah.
Like, you should probably commit to something a little easier, like train tracks. I hear that some people take their feet off the pedals when they go over train tracks.
Right. So, but you're suggesting if you're in Sydney and you're going the Cross City Tunnel.
You dead. If you go on the Airlink Tunnel in Brisbane to get to the airport, you dead.
Burnley Tunnel in Melbourne.
You dead. Yeah. A lot of death going on. So try people going past graveyards.
Yes.
They tend to hold their breath too. I would suggest going from the Airlink straight to a graveyard because that's probably the only place you're going to end.
Yeah, I'm not very superstitious. I don't believe any of that crap.
You know me fairly well now. Mm. You know I mock you for your acupuncture. I mock you for your yogi lessons.
Mock me? You screwed up a piece of paper and threw it at me. And it hit me in the eyeball.
I reuse that paper to injure you. That's recycling, okay?
Just because I said I was looking after my health by getting acupuncture.
That's not a real thing.
It is a real thing. Are you crazy?
No. You're getting needles stuck in you.
Thousands of years.
They hit their wives thousands of years ago. We don't follow those traditions.
Don't even start with me.
But look, you know me. I don't like any of that spiritual stuff. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in anything mumbo jumbo. Nothing like that. But I do have a superstition that led to great bodily harm of myself.
Ooh.
And I feel like this is something that a lot of men do, right? We tend to take the, none of that. No superstition. Oh, astrology. Yeah, get out of here. But when it comes to sports superstitions, we are dead set idiots.
Are you talking lucky undies?
I'm talking lucky socks and lucky undies.
Uh huh.
So I used to play footy in Toowoomba, and we had a great season. Colts, USQ. We had an unbeaten run, and I had my footy socks. We won, so I'm like, oh, I won't wash them.
Oh, I'm going to be sick.
One again. Got something going on here, Mickey. Let's keep this up. And it's also convenient because the laundromat is quite a fair bit away. 3 wins, 4 wins, 5 wins. This is going pretty well. Yeah, they're pretty stiff, but so is our courage. Under-19s Colts. Come on, you boys. 6, 7, 8 wins. Tinny is starting to hurt a fair
Michael,
bit.
Oh, this is like serious bacteria.
13th win. The webbing of my toes has gone
a little... Oh, you just really made my stomach turn.
What is the matter with me? What logic was I thinking where the filth in my socks was absolutely directly related to how well I played? I couldn't walk properly. No, this is for good. It's for luck, Mickey. You got to do it.
You know what would have been great for those feet? Acupuncture.
You are an idiot. So am I, so it works out.
Joe, Michael and Byron. This is Weekend Breakfast.
You're with Weekend Breakfast with Michael and Joe. Byron will be back next week, we're told. Yes. I'm sure he will be.
Rumour has it. There was rumour at the station.
Hey, Adam Levine is getting married, right? Now, he's the hot dude from Maroon 5.
He's got them obliques, doesn't he?
Oh, he's got obliques upon oblique. Yeah. He's got abdominals. He's got pectorals. He's got biceps.
All the bits that are cushioned by a nice layer of fat on my body. A safety layer,
and
I call it.
And his lovely tattooed arms are delightful. Cool. Anyway, he's getting married. In the past, and this is what bad boys are, they do nasty things to chicks. Because he's getting married, he's ringing all of his exes to apologise for doing them wrong.
Why? That seems stupid.
I don't know. He just feels like he wants to clean the slate before he walks down the aisle with, who would have thought it, a model.
Oh, why didn't he pick a regular person? No, a model for me, thank you.
It got me thinking that, you know, not all of us do things that we're proud of.
No. Like, teenage years are, you know, trial and error years.
That's it. Your
early... Early 20s, late 20s.
But even that's fine. Like, your early years of dating, you are kind of working out who you are and how you...
It's not a marriage. You're dating,
and,
you know?
Yeah. And sometimes you do things that you'd like to apologise for. And I thought 131060, give us a call. We can keep you anonymous, if you'd like, where you can apologise without having to actually see the person.
Yeah, you can do it in a very, you can do it. It's a step above text messaging them an apology.
Pretty much.
You get to do it to national radio.
I feel bad that I did this. However, I will never speak to you again anyway. Would you apologise to anyone?
Yeah, I had a brief 3-month stint of the crazies. Jealousy.
Ooh.
I've lost the plot. And because I was that, I just wouldn't let her talk to other guys.
Oh.
I'd see her talking to a guy at the pub. I'd go, who's that? And it was the worst 3 months of my life.
Oh.
But it was good. I was 18 when it happened because she was that much older than me. She just like she had a thing for redheads. So I was 4 levels above my league and I was just so overprotective.
Mm.
And I learned never to be jealous again. I think you need to make those mistakes.
Yes.
So now I'm probably bordering on the line of I just don't care about anything.
But that's a good thing to apologize for because there's nothing worse than a boyfriend who becomes really crazy jealous. Because then you feel like I'm not doing anything wrong and yet you're accusing me of things. It's horrible.
Yeah, I was a jerk.
Alex, hello.
How are you going?
Would you like to apologise for doing something that you're not proud of in the past?
I would love to apologise for something that I'm not proud of.
What was that?
I was with a girl. I was dating her for about 6 months and I went to a party one night and her sister was there.
Oh, this sounds like it's going very well thus far, Alex.
And, you know, young kids, alcohol, one thing led to another. And I ended up sleeping with her sister.
Oh,
gee. Alex, is this an apology or a boast?
No, you can tell in his voice. He's legitimately apologetic. Sick one, mate.
Oh, come on.
Everybody has those things.
All right. That is worthwhile apologising for. And do you feel a bit better?
I kind of feel worse because it ruined Christmas dinner because they were having an argument and her sister was like, oh, you're just jealous that I slept with your boyfriend.
You need to apologise to Santa Claus as well.
I think Jesus, you need to talk to Jesus, my friend. You need a little bit of Jesus in your life.
All right. That is bad.
No,
I didn't do anything near as bad as that.
That's actually pretty... That's pretty outrageous.
It's shocking.
I didn't think that could actually happen. I thought that was...
All I did was I just moved house and didn't tell the guy that I was seeing so that he couldn't contact me.
You ran away from him and didn't tell him.
It wasn't like I did it to avoid him. I was already moving house. And then I just went and just moved and didn't tell him.
This is an easy opt-out situation for me. Oh, it's Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast. For everything Weekend Brekkie, follow us on Twitter or find us on Facebook.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge.
Or Michelle Beveridge, I think you should call me now, Joe.
Oh, just because you've got long hair. From behind. Oh,
I am a hot mama.
You don't have...
I don't know why I'm a mama, actually. I'm just a woman. Proud woman.
I wouldn't say you're one of those guys that have lady hips. So from behind, I would still think you were a guy.
I got a decent ass on me, I've been told.
You're not like Kieran
Stop
Perkins.
Looking at me like
you're
I'm a tall
like
glass
Kieran
of milk.
You're not like Kieran Perkins.
Kieran Perkins?
He has lady hips.
Oh, okay. I see what you said. I thought he said he had like a sumptuous buttock. And I was like, he wasn't his long distance swimming. He was known for that.
No, no, no.
Okay. So this is what I've come to realize is the situation. Now, they say sleep is a great teller of character. What happens in your dreams and what happens while you're sleeping is, you know, it's indicative of your person. It's tough to say, Joe, but I've recently started waking up in a position that, we're in a state that lets me know that I don't think I've got the upper hand in my relationship.
All right. I'm really don't know if I want to ask what's happening.
Well, there's no one else here to ask the question,
Jo. Because I'm assuming, I mean, I'm used to what men usually wake up with in the morning, but you're suggesting it's the way you're lying or what?
I wake up as the little spoon.
Oh.
I go to bed. I go to
Let me tell you, Joe Stanley, I go to bed the big spoon.
I be spooning that bitch. Spooning those bitches.
No, my partner. Gosh, don't you put that down like, you horrible
don't
woman.
Ever ask
feminism
me to speak
is alive
gangster.
And well.
Don't ever ask me to speak gangster.
I made no request. It's a two-pack Joe Stanley Shakur. I didn't ask her to pop into the studio. Pop, pop, notorious J-O-E. I didn't need that.
In my defense.
There's no defense. He said spooning them bitches. Where do we go from here?
I don't know. I was just trying to. I'm not a blocker. You should know that. I'll go with anything you do on
with
air.
Me. You are.
To my detriment.
You are Kevin Costner. You're dancing with me.
Go to bed.
Okay. I go to bed as the dominant spoon. Yes, I'm taller. I'm like half a foot taller. Right. I'm like, all right, you know, we're going to bed. Arms around.
You got broad shoulders. How does Lisa even reach around to be the dominant spoon?
That's what one would say. Well, here's the issue. I wake up. Curled up in the fetal position, of course, because I am an infant that never really left the nip. And I'm the little spoon. Now, as a female, I imagine this isn't of great concern to you. But when you're a 6 foot guy with a 5 foot three partner,
it must be so awkward for Lisa. How is it happening? Is she wrestling you there in her sleep?
I think it's a subconscious power move she's playing.
Yeah, right.
I think she secretly sets her alarm for about 4 a.m, mm-hmm. and she positions me like a little bebe. She rolls me over.
Yep.
She rubs my tummy.
Does she change your nappy at the same time?
I told you not to talk about that. Oh, it's weekend breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast. Hashtag Weekend Brekkie.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael on Channel 7's House Rules. He's on tonight at 6:30 and he's smashing it around the country. So we're very pleased to welcome Victorian couple, although one half of, Adam and Lisa. Adam, hello.
Hey, how's Alan?
Now, I know tonight you go back to your house and you get a do-over for one of the rooms that the other couples have renovated for you. Now, what room do you do over and why?
You'll have to wait and see, but I will say it's a room that's got wallpaper on it.
Okay.
Be more vague.
All right. That's what
Hey, Adam, what do you reckon, just quickly, what do you reckon the value increase on your house has been from this?
You'll have to think at least, you know, 150 or something would add to it, at least.
Jeez, that's all right.
Even aside from the dollar value, I think potentially it saved your relationship as well, because I know you were the classic builder who said, yeah, I'll do my own renovation, and then you never did it. And poor Lisa was at you and at you and at you.
Well, this is very true, and hence the reason why Lisa applied for the show, because she really thought that I was never going to get around to renovating the house. And I said to her that we couldn't have kids until we had a renovated house. Mm. And
She found a way around your not wanting kids rule, mate.
That sounds like a lovely happy ever after. If you certainly win this thing as well, it would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Oh, that would be amazing. Oh. I mean,
If Colin would make the finals as well, imagine that.
You wouldn't be able to wipe a smile off your face.
Adam, I'm a diehard Collingwood supporter, and I believe we could get there this year. So just that on the quiet. I wonder, could we play a little game with you, Adam? Just a bit of fun?
Oh, well, I'll never pass up a fun little game.
Well, I tell you, this has come from the fact that I have spent many Sunday mornings wandering around Bunnings or
Masters. Mitre 10, all of those other ones that I don't get let into.
As I said, I am in a half-renovated house, so I go there with my husband. I wander around and I'm bored stupid, so I pick up all these tools off the shelf and just go, how is that even a tool? It seems made up to me. Mm. I know that you're a tradie, but we thought we might play a game called Tool or Not a Tool.
Mm.
Okay.
And let's see if we can stump you, because you are.
I'm nervous now. I tell you, put me on the spot here.
First one, you have to say tool or not a tool. A breast drill.
Not a tool.
Ooh.
That is a tool, mate. That is a dead set tool.
I need to get me one of them to put in my truck.
You do. It's a hand drill that you put your whole chest plate on to put the weight on to make a drill.
Next one, it is a flip nozzle flange.
Jeez, I tell you what, guys, you haven't made it very easy for me. I'll say not a tool.
You are correct.
Okay.
Dang, look at me, Dave.
All right. Tell me, is this a tool or not a tool? Flat-faced knob screw.
I like it, and I hope it is a tool. I'm going to say it's a tool.
Not a tool, my friend!
Adam, thank you so much. We'll see you tonight on Channel 7 at 6:30 for House Rules. Good luck with the rest of the season.
Beauty. Thanks for that, guys.
Joe, Michael and Byron, this is Weekend Breakfast.
It's Weekend Breakfast here for your Sunday, and it's lovely to be here, Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge.
Oh, top of the morning to you, my ladies and my gents.
I don't know if you have been watching Offspring. But
can I do my impression?
Oh, go on.
Yes, I'm his partner.
That is poor Nina, who's just...
Yes, I'm his partner.
She's just lost the love of her life.
Do you know Dr. Patrick?
Yes, I'm his partner.
Anyway.
I don't even know if that's good or not. I just like doing it.
During their wig, they introduced a new character who's a male midwife.
Yeah, what did he study? Say it. Go on.
Midwifery.
Midwifery.
But
excellent.
It did lead me to ask, because I've never, ever seen or heard of a male midwife, and we're going to solve this mystery later on in the show. Do they exist?
Well, they don't set it up very well with the suffix to mid.
Oh, is it tricky?
Wife.
Yeah, wife.
Oh, that's an emasculating career.
We have an answer for you. It's kind of like the Loch Ness Monster. There have been reported sightings.
Mid-Yeti? Mid-Boogeyman?
That's a little while from now.
A little while?
And in just a moment, I'm going to give you a little bit of assistance. Parents who are tearing their hair out.
You're talking about Frozen, aren't you?
Shush now. Oh, we don't know that yet. It's just on the running order. You're not supposed to say it.
No, I didn't even know that. I don't look at that. I just know parents frustrated. Well, it's going to be about Frozen, surely.
You'll find out in just a minute. It's Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast. For everything Weekend Brekkie, follow us on Twitter or find us on Facebook.
It's Weekend Breakfast. We're here every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. Now tell me, Michael.
Hello. Hello.
We both had a huge laugh earlier this year at the Oscars when John Travolta mispronounced a certain name.
Adilam Dean.
The wickedly talented.
Wickedly talented. I don't even know what he said.
I don't remember.
Adina Menzel?
Anyway.
Menzina Adana. I don't know.
It was the moment in which I first really became aware of a particular song. It's this song.
Let it go. Let it go. I want in the wind and star.
Let well, it go. No, stop.
Okay.
So uh-huh. That was the
aggressive.
Oscar-winning song this year.
Because right. It's a bloody club banger.
It's a great
club
song.
Club banger.
It makes me want to
dance,
run in front of a train, an oncoming train.
And give them a copy of the DVD and then get safely off the tracks.
Because what I didn't know then, I now know, and I'm certain if I were to do a random poll of any parent of a daughter aged between 4 and 8, they would also know that Frozen
is a club.
Is a scourge.
Oh,
on
come
our
now.
World.
You're a happy mum. What is happening here?
Because you cannot live a day without hearing that song at least 300 times and having your dear daughter, who cannot really sing, sing it at the top of her voice to you.
She's listening and it hurts, I imagine.
I have a random poll here of mothers who didn't know what I was going to be asking them.
Okay.
Beginning with Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
All right, I'm going to play something for you.
Sure.
Let it go. Let it go.
What does that do for you?
Every car trip is like a Let It Go musical.
Can I come for a trip with you, Amy? I don't have a kid, so I only hear it like once or twice a month.
Oh,
it's still new to me.
5 times were awesome, but every day.
Every day, isn't it? It's every day.
I have 3 girls between 4 and 8. So, you know, if one's not in the mood, the next one is.
And
I can hear the bitterness in your voices, ladies.
Oh, yeah. And then on top of that, there's Frozen birthday parties, aren't there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and they want all-off snowman cakes and they want frozen dresses.
It's
crazy.
Everybody wants to dress up as Elsa, and Disney is all over this. And to get an actual official Frozen costume, you basically have to mortgage your house online to get one.
Absolutely.
They're so expensive. You can't even get them here. Okay, thank you, Amy.
I'm enjoying this.
I need to know
28-year-old non-father status I've got. I'm not mortgaging anything.
Phoebe, what do you think when you hear that song?
Lynching myself.
Jeez, I was unaware of the hatred that was going on here. Wow, this is odd to me.
Well, it's worse than that. We just had the annual school talent
it's
quest.
It's worse
and
than
every, and every single act was a Frozen act.
Oh, yeah. So you had Let It Go, then did you have Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Yeah, we had that. We had the tap dancing to it. We had the singing to it. I banned my kids from doing an act to it. I made them do Bjork instead.
Bjork?
Well, that's also...
That's much better. That's an Iceland thing.
It's very Scandinavian.
Yeah.
So we're on a theme there.
Hold on.
Okay. Do you know what, Phoebe? I read that, in fact, there are cities in Norway that have seen a 40% increase in tourism since the movie. it's an animation and the town in the movie is made up. I'll tell you what, I'm happy. Send all of the children there and let them just sing to each other until they fall into a fjord and freeze to death.
A fjord?
Yeah.
Hello.
Have we got one more to prove to me that I'm not alone, Beck? Hello.
Hi.
What do you think of Let It Go?
I love it.
Yay! Oh. There you go, Beck.
Let it go. Let it go.
See now, Beck, you've made me seem really bitter and
don't get me wrong. Like some days I'm just really not in the mood for it because it's just like repetitive, like it's always happening. But and then some days it's just I'll join in with it.
Yeah, oh, I join in.
Yeah.
Imagine, at least I haven't picked like, you know, current day high five as
but
like
I think
what
I've
they're
lost the
addicted
count of
to.
How many times I've seen it though?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Is it modern day Lion King? Because surely this happened with Lion King back in the early 90s.
This is apparently the biggest movie Disney's had ever.
Surely not better than The Lion King.
Yeah, because it's ever.
Are you serious?
It's ever.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Peg. It's Weekend Breakfast.
With bitter mother, Joe Stanley.
You're listening to Weekend Breakfast. Find us on Facebook, Weekend Brekkie.
It's Weekend Breakfast.
Okay. Michael. Yeah. I've got to tell you a story, Joe.
I would love you to tell me a story.
No, I've got to tell Australia a story.
So, like, shall I sit at your knee?
Yes. Oh, no, actually, you can stay there. It's all right.
Sorry, awkward.
George Costanza, great Seinfeld character.
Yeah.
I just love the way he builds such elaborate ruses at work, how he slept under his desk. All of these amazing facades that he built.
Except his lies became a prisoner.
A web.
Prison for him.
A prison of lies. Yeah. My brother is Australia's George Costanza.
Oh.
My brother is Australia's George Costanza, and I'm about to read from you a private dictation from my brother about the facade he has created at work. Now, my brother is a completely single 29-year-old idiot.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'm a 28-year-old idiot, so, you know,
okay. We're
birds of a feather.
Okay.
This is his Facebook status. The intricate web of lies I have spun in my part-time job is astoundingly complex.
Oh.
My partner lives with me in Elizabeth Bay in Sydney. Her parents live in Melbourne and mine live in Wollongong, which ensures I can both have long and short-term emergency holidays. Her mum is quite ill at the moment. Doctors aren't quite sure what it is, you see. Made up completely.
Oh, my God. Yep. They are such massive lies.
Yep. Okay.
So a whole
hasn't even started yet.
Family and partner.
Partners. With fake partner with that doesn't exist.
Illnesses.
Yeah. With illnesses?
Crikey.
Her job is a busy marketing manager, which keeps the topic of children under wraps and explains the constant travel and our two dogs. Pictures are provided by a friend who lives nearby of the dogs.
Why can't a marketing manager have children?
I don't know, but this is a lot. Don't argue with his stupid logic. That's the only thing you'll pick up. Okay.
He should have made her a drag queen. And then children would have been harder.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, he could have been gay. That would have been a lot easier. She's really into long hair, which is what I tell the boys when we're having meetings at the cafe and they ask me why my hair's so long. And I say, looks a bit messy, but fellas, got to keep the missus happy. He's got
what?
All. Yeah, yeah. I also don't drink at all. Not every now and then at all, so that I can never, ever be thought of having a hangover. I only take days off on random Tuesdays and always work Christmas and long weekends. So that I can take the important days off, as in a Tuesday.
The day in which he is actually hungover.
Yeah. Okay, so, and he has a chronic bad back problem, which means mysterious doctor's certificates all the time, right? So this is what he does, right? This was a year and a half ago.
I'm confused what's real and what's not.
Okay.
Does he not have a back problem?
No, he's got no problems at all.
Okay.
All right? He posted this a week ago. New work lie to allow maximum levels of tardiness. My partner and I are having a child. Mid-November.
Oh, my God. That is the worst thing to lie about.
We're announcing it soon, just before the long weekend. Hopefully, it'll qualify for the work Viennetta that they give to all newborns. I'm looking for ultrasound pics, preferably those 3D ones. I will eventually need some pictures of someone's child. Sex pending, depending on the ultrasound pics.
That is immoral.
Cheers, fellas. Very excited about the next 5 months of my faux pregnancy.
Oh, my God. Your mother must be so proud.
I was about to say there's me, but then... Can you?
There's
a level of brilliance to this, though. Can you? I literally cannot wait for this web of lies to just fall apart.
But and he'll end up on A Current Affair. It's like, you know, Australia's biggest con. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
It's Weekend Breakfast.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe, Michael, and Byron.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Michael and Joe. Byron will be back next week, I'm told. Although there's every chance he just will say, oh, LA is too good.
I heard the show last week, guys. I'm done with this.
That debacle on Saturday.
That
why
was
would
a
I?
Shambles.
I caught up with Offspring during the week, right? Not my Offspring.
Noodles?
I see her
Dexter?
Every day.
Oh, not the band either. The show.
No, the show,
the
of
popular,
course.
Well-written, quality Australian drama.
The heartbreaking, calamitous life of Nina. This week, of course, they had to introduce a new character, and coincidentally, he did happen to be the guy that Nina had a casual fling with when she had a layover at the airport. But
was it
that's what happens in life, apparently, that the guy that you had a fling with one night stand disastrously ends up being the new male midwife.
We have a new midwife starting here today. He'll be...
He?
Yes, he'll be... He will be our only male midwife. And I don't want his gender to be an issue.
It won't be.
Good.
Who's?
Because it's not easy being a male midwife.
Who is that guy's voice?
That's, I think, the Lockie Hume character.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Anyway, did it sound like someone growled in the middle of that, which was weird?
Male.
It did make me go, do you know what? I have never seen nor heard of a male midwife. It is an extremely female-dominated industry.
Because it's not called mid-husband.
That shouldn't matter.
Well, it is, because a wife is a female.
No, but
so
the
as a male,
itself
you wouldn't want
can
to...
be equally done as well by a man as a woman.
I know, but the word wife is in there, and you can't take away from the fact that an 18-year-old male going into uni is going, you know what I want? Midwifery. That's what I'm into.
I do have trouble imagining that a guy would want to do that.
Just change it to deliverer.
The deliverer.
That's masculine. What are you?
I'm a deliverer.
It's like, you know, someone rides in on a Harley out of smoke. I did want to know, though.
Isn't that what happens with pregnancy? It's a mystery.
Any experience with a male midwife? Because I've heard tell. I've got a friend who's studying midwifery.
They don't exist.
There's no male midwife in her course.
No, there's none.
I've heard of one possible one at the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne, but I've yet to meet that
It's like
person.
The Yeti.
Caroline, you had a male midwife.
Yes, I did.
Get out of here.
Did he assist you in delivering the baby, or was it after?
It was afterwards. Okay. Yeah, the next morning. Yeah.
Is a midwife the same as postnatal sort of care?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's midwives that are involved in the antenatal care and during delivery and postnatally.
So that's kind of, that would have felt just like having a male nurse.
Yeah.
Really.
Very much so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't feel, and hey, I've never given birth yet, God willing, that during the process, would you guys be more comfortable with another woman being there? How does that work?
I just would find, and it's terrible because it's not like I expect that any dentist I go to must have had his wisdom teeth out to know how to pull my wisdom teeth. Like, I don't think that it needs to be that common experience, but I would have felt weird, Caroline, if there was a male midwife in, you know, my delivery.
Yeah, look, I guess... during the delivery, I didn't really care too much about what the gender was of the person who's delivering my baby.
Just give me the gas!
I hear the drugs are excellent that side of town.
All right, Joe, I understand that at your hospital there are 4 male midwives.
Oh, what?
Yeah, 4 that I know of.
That you know of?
There could be more.
Yeah, there could be more. Yeah.
Are you a midwife?
I am.
So when I don't know if it was news when the male midwives came to your hospital, as it was in Offspring.
Was it like...
No, they were already there when I got there. But when I trained, there wasn't many, and there was one midwife who I worked with while I was a student, so that was big news. But, yeah, now it's not so uncommon, really.
Well, Joe, like we said just before, is it during the delivery process that these guys are involved, or are they postnatal care?
No, antenatal, intrapartum, all postnatal. Yeah.
All the fancy words.
The fancy words that mean they're there at the striker's end.
And I think it's actually quite politically incorrect of us to assume.
Completely.
I was going to say that every woman giving birth is, you know, into guys, so they would feel uncomfortable.
Well, that's true as well. And and Joe, being a midwife, and God bless you, I think you're all amazing. Although I can't remember the name or the face of the woman who helped me, but she told me off for swearing, and I tell you what.
Tell you what, she's got the phone number of the one that gave her the gas, though.
Yeah, he was handsome. That's the anaesthetist. He was gorgeous.
Of course he was. He gave you... He put the pain away.
So it's good to hear that there are men out there, but they're treated equally. They're not treated like, you know, a chick would be on a building site.
No, absolutely not. And I wanted to make the point you said before about why they're called midwife. The definition of midwife is with woman, so it's not about the gender of the person who's caring for the woman. It's more about the woman.
I love it, Joe.
Okay.
I love it.
You know, you're the with that woman rather than
You're right. Yes, in the oh, yeah, when the legs are open, you're taking the baby. You're in the middle of a wife. Done. That's where it is.
I love I'm it. We can breakfast. We are informative as well as hilarious.
Idiots.
It's Weekend Breakfast.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe, Michael and Byron.
Hello, it's Weekend Breakfast.
Hello.
Lovely to have you with us, Michael and Joe.
Okay, here's one for all the idiot purchasers out there. This one's for all the men out there that are just suckered into doing stuff in shops.
Mm.
Because I went yesterday, I came to Melbourne Friday I came to Melbourne to do the show and I unfortunately forgot to pack my bag. So I arrived with a t-shirt and some pants and it was bloody freezing, I'll tell you that.
Melbourne is cold and it's not the first time you've forgotten to pack. These are two facts of life.
Yep. If you're on Sportsbet, these are very low odds that these things will happen again. So I've popped into a shop and Melbourne's so bloody fancy. I mean, well, it's very fancy. Well, where we are, it's a South Melbourne, it's near the city. There's a little clothes boutique-y place and I've popped in there and I've casually dropped in there in and out, just sort of having a look as you do because it's near work and needed a shirt. So I'm like, oh, I'm about to purchase something. Mm-hmm. La-dee-da. Go up and see the shirt. It's like an off yellow, just a button-up shirt.
It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, just a button-up. Yeah, nice shirt, right?
Yeah.
And, I've just got a grey marl sweatshirt fabric t-shirt that is already starting to show pit stains because, I've been wearing it all day and I've been flying. It's what happens. So I've put this shirt on. I'm like, mate, you got this in a large? And he goes, yep, chuck it on, come out. Looks all right. Well, it doesn't look terrible. And that's basically my rule. Does this look terrible?
It's quite slimming cut, actually.
Well, thank you very much, m'lady. I go to the guy. I say, look, mate, work starts in 15 minutes. Do you just want to cut the tags off and I'll just grab it?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, mate, sure. Clip it off. Go to buy. He goes, that'll be $244. Thanks, mate.
Ouch. Yeah. Our panel of Hamish just reeled back like someone kicked him in the gut.
That's a week's wages, isn't it, mate? That is. I've sort of just gone, and I'm like, oh, classic mistake at the register. Maybe I'll get it for free.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how much was that?
Mm.
And he goes, oh, mate, I knocked 10% off for you.
Oh, okay.
So it was $275 generous to start with.
Do you know the worst
thing?
That's
a car! You can buy a car for $275.
It's stupid. And there are two things that are really bad about that. One is
there are many.
There are
240
things
bad about
it. I guarantee you it was probably made in the same factory that a lesser brand are making their shirts in, probably for the same by the same workers who are paid nothing.
No.
It's just this ridiculous markup. And the other problem with it is, right, they prey on your shame. And then you don't want to turn around and go, actually, I've changed my mind.
I know. I wish I could be my bloody Polish stepfather and be like, no, not for me. Get out of here.
I once accidentally bought a skirt that was $500, right? I don't ever spend that much money on clothes. Even if I had it, I wouldn't do it, right?
That is
but I did because I was partly deaf. I'm partly deaf. I couldn't hear the woman say it was $500, this skirt. And it wasn't until I was keying in my PIN on the thing
that you saw
that I
price
saw. And I was like, it was like my eyes. You know in cartoons when your eyes go, like that. It's like, and I was so embarrassed to say, actually, I can't really afford that. I've gone,
you know what I did?
Totted out of there. And they went, I can't afford $500.
The children won't eat for a week. The children
I had to go back a day later and go, look, I'm sorry, I just don't like it anymore. You know, and so they gave me a credit note. $500.
No. The worst part that I do is I'm that shocked, but I do the, oh, is that it? That's nice. What a wanker! This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
We will see you next week.
If we can afford it, we'll get a bus here next week.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe, Michael and Byron. For everything Weekend Brekkie, follow us on Twitter or find us on Facebook.